We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy. But what about dinner? Say hello to HelloFresh Meal Kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients. You'll be serving up something delicious in no time. HelloFresh, inspiration delivered.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Thursday, guys.
I'm so excited about today's show.
Isn't
so
it just
excited?
Great.
I love it.
While the world burns, we continue to have fun. And the thing that we thought, or many thought would never happen, happened because
you and I
teamed up.
Are a good team.
At last. After
two heads are better than one.
Yes.
Right now we're doing a terrible job of teaming up to throw to this bit of audio.
I realised how bad. It's like we're reading off two separate scripts. you literally asked me just before the show. You said, "What do you want to do with this bit of audio?" And I said, "I reckon just wing it. It'll be fine."
That's why I was asking for a plan. Anyway, you and I put our heads together,
yes.
Prank boy, prank girl, and we achieved something awesome that we're going to bring you today. Here's a little taste of it.
No way.
Tommy, are you serious?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, we've gone from a life of pranking each other to finally pranking the rest of our team, and we will bring you that a bit later on in the show.
But next, a Hollywood celeb has contracted corona down under. Who is it? I will tell you all after this song.
I Googled it, I know.
Stop it. Don't ruin the fun.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know the world just makes me laugh occasionally. Just then, I'm just preparing you to bring you an update on the coronavirus and how the World Health Organization has officially declared it a pandemic. And then my Fitbit buzzed and I looked down and Adairs has 40% off sheets today.
I mean, it's a good, it's a smart sale because if you're going to get self-quarantined, some new sheets would be nice.
Anyway, back to the World Health Organization declaring it a pandemic. So they've come out saying that they don't want people to absolutely freak out hearing that. They say 90% of the world's cases are still in just four countries, China, South Korea, Italy and Iran. But they said it is going to be getting worse. They want
awful places there. Sorry.
Yep. What?
Anyway, go on.
Yes, so it's there. They said the bottom line, it is going to get worse. We recommend that there not be large crowds if it means not having people in mass audiences like, the NBA, they're saying. The NBA, don't go along to watch that.
Do you want the NBA news? Because?
Yes, I would love the NBA news if you can add to that.
Well, this is where I got concerned. I haven't worried about this the whole time, and now it seems very, very, very real. A week ago, LeBron James said when they asked him about being questioned about playing in front of no audiences, he said, "I won't play." He said, "I'm here to play for the fans. I won't play."
Oh.
Cut to a week later, just over an hour ago, where Commissioner Adam Silver has postponed all NBA games indefinitely because of the coronavirus outbreak. It is off. A Utah Jazz player was feeling sick and has tested positive for coronavirus, Rudy Gobert. And so now the league is indefinitely suspended.
And I didn't really understand the whole mass gathering thing because obviously they're saying a lot of people are going to get it, but it's about flattening the curve. So it's trying to make sure that not everyone gets it at the one time so it doesn't put a huge, huge drain on our healthcare system. It's about trying to make sure that peak flattens a bit and then over the next few weeks and months they can then handle the influx of people coming to emergency and to doctors and all that kind of thing, which did help me understand it a bit better. But the news that has really made me stand up. You know, certain things don't discriminate, and coronavirus is one of them. Just because you're a Hollywood celebrity doesn't mean you're immune. It doesn't mean your fame and fortune is going to stop you getting coronavirus because Mr. Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, are here in Australia at the moment and having selfies with fans.
Sorry.
Oh, actually, that brings that into question.
Is his wife's name Rita Wilson?
Yeah.
Isn't that
why?
Well, that's from Castaway, right? Wilson, anyway.
Ball.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought.
But he didn't have her then, did he? Did he go find a Wilson?
I don't know. It's pretty funny. Because I'm now just picturing him, mad on an island, yelling out for his wife. Everyone's like, bro, it's a volleyball. And he's like, mate, what are you talking about? My missus has been in the bushes for weeks.
Or he fell in love with the ball so much that afterwards he was like, there's a hole in my life until he found Rita.
Yeah, baby, can you change her second name to Wilson?
It's funny that she's kept her name.
Wilson.
Anyway, he put out a tweet saying, hey, folks, Rita and I down here in Australia, we felt a bit tired, like we had colds, had some body aches. Rita had some chills that came and went, slight fevers too, to play things right. As is needed in the world right now, we were tested for the coronavirus and were found to be positive. What to do next? Medical officers have protocols. We will be tested, observed and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. Not much more to it than that. One day at a time approach will keep the world posted.
Wow.
I bet all those people that grab selfies with them on the beach are thinking, grabbed a selfie.
So what are you doing? When have you made your missus change their name to be like an inanimate object that you fell in love with in a movie?
No, I want to now hear from people who do have coronavirus. There is so much panic, but we need to hear from people that have corona and are okay to enable us all to get through the day and realise there are some people that obviously will be hit very hard, but a lot of people get corona and they will get through it and it'll all be okay. The PM is addressing the nation tonight across all networks at 7 p.m. and I think you hear that and immediately you go, state of panic.
Don't panic.
I think we all need to calm down.
Just make sure you watch Channel 10, I believe, have the best angle of the PM.
They will be taking it live. 131060, have you got coronavirus? Tom Hanks, if you're listening.
Simple.
Or Mrs. Wilson, call us.
131060 is the number.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060, we're asking you to call if you have corona, because obviously there's so much confusion around what it feels like to have corona. Everything's going into lockdown. The PM's doing an address to the nation at 7 p.m. tonight. We're trying not to panic people, but to calm people down. Tom Hanks has come out saying he and his wife Rita have corona. They're out here. Well, he's out here filming a movie, so they're in lockdown at the moment. Brad, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Good. How are you, more to the point?
I'm good so far.
Hang on. Brad, have you got coronavirus?
I haven't been checked yet, but today at work I got told by a customer that they're in quarantine when they entered the door.
Are you a delivery guy, Brad?
Yeah, I work for Australia Post.
And, so you delivered a parcel to someone and they opened the door and you said, that's for you, and they said, I've got corona and that's for you.
Yes, pretty much.
So did you know at the time, did they tell you as they took the parcel that they had corona?
No mask whatsoever was worn by the customer. She just had her nightie and dressing gown on. It was just through conversation because the day before, she had her parcel missing, so I was there to deliver it. And she told me that her mother has coronavirus and that she was in quarantine.
Right.
And so are you going to self-quarantine now, Brattles?
Well, I took precautions and rang the hotline and they said that I should be fine because apparently it's you have to be talking to someone for about 15 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And
just as well, you're not that friendly a postman, are you? You're not wasting 15 minutes chatting.
Knock and drop, Rattles. Knock and drop.
It's so interesting because I've been thinking I haven't done the big stock up on toilet paper. I haven't done the big stock up on soap or food, pasta, nothing. So if we do all have to go into lockdown, I'm stuffed. And I kept thinking get deliveries. You could get the food delivered. But then we've got the issue like Brad has that then you're just spreading it when delivery people come to your door.
Do you want to know a fun fact? Or
what?
Maybe fun's the wrong word. Do you want to know a fact? An interesting fact.
Yes.
You know how they changed coronavirus and they changed it to COVID-19?
Yeah.
Do you know, so coronavirus, I think they've all been coronaviruses. So SARS was a coronavirus.
Yes, I heard that.
I didn't know that. And
I
was wondering why they changed the name. And they were just
Chris Brown told me that.
Right.
Yes. Vets know stuff. Yeah.
They do.
Maybe our delivery people need to do what Naomi Campbell's done. Did you see the pics of her at the airport? She's gone on a fly in a full hazmat suit.
What a knob.
I can't work out whether she's in on the joke or whether she's because she's posted pics before of her like fully wiping down the seats around her and the tray tables and stuff because she obviously likes things clean and
hygienic. Who would have thought a supermodel would be a bit painful and precious?
She might be onto something, though. Maybe we should all be wearing hazmat suits.
I don't think so. I think when we put out the call to nearly a million people of do you have coronavirus, and we had one bloke who gave a parcel to a person who was wearing a dressing gown. Guys, I don't think it's that bad. I think we're going to be fine.
Thanks, Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little. Carrie and Tommy doing it all thanks to HelloFresh, inspiration delivered and gourmet inspo at that, guys.
Oh, yes.
How about a bit of pesto macadamia crusted trout?
Oh, what about a premium fillet steak and truffle potatoes?
Who would have thought you could get that? Whip that up for dinner with HelloFresh. Yes. Delish.
It is great stuff. Hey, up next, because I have I've started a new reading endeavour, and I think it may have changed my life, but not for the better. I think it might have turned me into more of a...
This is interesting because as a team we have noticed something about you lately, so I'm interested to see your thoughts before I share mine. We'll do that next. It's Carrie
Bickmore and Tommy Little. Because we do have the greatest prank of certainly the last week or so coming up.
I reckon it could almost be the greatest prank we've ever done on this show, and that even beats me pranking you that I was going into labour.
Which was great. We did a team up. We combined forces for the first time, and the results
are
devastating.
Are you trying to hold in a burp? I feel like you are. I noticed because you pull away from the mic.
You talk like this.
I absolutely was.
Yeah, it's
when they give me a juice.
Orange drink give you.
Yeah. Anyway, this is
exactly what we're talking about. This is what the whole team has been talking about, this whole attitude.
Yeah. What's that? What do you mean, this whole attitude?
No, I'm interested to see what you think this new book you've been reading has done to you, because we've certainly noticed
Do you mean this whole attitude, like when I get a juice, when I do the project like you get every day delivered to your door?
Yeah, but it doesn't affect me the way it affects you.
I've just noticed, I've started reading a book, right? And I just noticed that I'm saying things and people are going, like this, because I've become that guy that, I'll just give you some of the things, right? Like you guys will just be chatting about normal stuff. And I'll go, hey, do you know that carrots are actually white? And they actually, what they do is the orange ones, that's actually not genetically normal for them. But people found them more appealing. So they got orange carrots and they've bred them through to now be the main ones. Things like that. And things like, hey, do you know that cars drive on the right in most parts of the world? Because when they first started to drive, they were on the back of cattle. And when you would whip, you'd sit at the back left position, so you'd want to see things approaching you. And the whole party just goes, oh, you're such a...
Sorry, were you saying something?
See?
I tuned out for a while there.
I know. Isn't it bad?
I'm back, though. Have you gotten off your high horse of knowledge?
No, isn't it bad?
No, I know what you mean, because Chris at the moment is reading a book about the body, the human body, and every single conversation, but he's noticed it, every single conversation, he says, do you know, in your knee, and then everyone just goes, oh, God, and then he says, I'm doing that thing again where I'm telling you about the human body. It's fascinating stuff, but it's just
It's not. Someone was talking about drinking the other day, and I said, do you know in Russia when they first brought in the restrictions on alcohol content, it lowered the suicide rate amongst middle-aged men?
That's quite interesting, though.
I've started reading a book called Uncommon Knowledge, and it's just interesting facts, which I find are interesting when you're reading them by yourself.
Yeah.
But if you say out loud to a room, they think you're a asshole.
But it's no fun learning a fact if you can't share it.
Exactly.
Like that's the best part about knowledge, is once you have it, you're like, I need to share it with the world.
Yes, because otherwise, what was the point in learning it?
Learning it, exactly.
Yeah.
But we have noticed as a team that you've just become, I don't know, how would you describe it, Son?
Oh, he's a play of the stupid.
Why?
You've just got a tone or an attitude about you at the moment.
You're very cranky.
You're just a bit grumpy, and you're also a bit like, don't really have time for... us and that's maybe it, our dumb conversations. Maybe it's because you're now so full of knowledge that as soon as we start talking, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. This is perfect. So give us a call, 131060. What book did you read that turned you into an asshole? Give us a call. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We're doing what book did you read that turned you into an absolute... I'm reading a book... at the moment, and it's full of facts, and I just find myself repeating the facts to people and realising, oh, my God, I'm that guy.
They're not bad facts. Some of them are good. I think you just need to pick and choose which ones.
I think I just need to pick none of them.
No, it's all right.
Mate, do you want to know the bad bit? I gave you the greatest hits.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, maybe go with none of them then.
Yeah.
What about Claire? Claire, what book are you reading that's turned you into a bit of a...
Oh, I was actually reading up to get the name of the book that Tommy said. I like reading and I play trivia and I'm crap at trivia and I thought that might be able to help me.
Claire, I like trivia and I'm so bad at it. Why do we like things that we're so bad at?
I don't know. It's a mystery, isn't it?
Oh, well, the book is called Uncommon Knowledge. And I look forward to hearing from you next week when you're a full-blown... I can't wait to overhear that girl at trivia who goes, I don't know the answer, but did you know in the 1950s there was a movement?
It's like when people talk about Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow, anything to do with Goop, I just immediately switch off. I don't even know, really. I mean, I probably should go online and have a look because maybe
I reckon you should probably get new friends. If you're out with your friends and they're going, hey, I heard this thing on Goop, I reckon you should start shopping around.
Is Belle there?
Yes, I'm here.
Belle, your friends are into something at the moment.
Yeah, my book club friends are all
buying. That's a sentence.
Hey, you're in a book club with Belle. What are you talking about? No,
different book club.
You're one of them.
Yeah, but Belle's other book club, I think they read books, do they, Belle?
Yeah, we actually read books. Yeah. And they're all buying this book called Why Men Love Bitches.
Oh, God. Oh. Belle, you can't say that.
Sorry, why?
Belle, I can't believe you said
what's
that.
And it's about going from doormat to dream girl, a woman's guide to holding her own in a relationship. So pretty much by being a guys like you more, apparently.
Wow. And are
treat
they all...
them mean to keep them keen. That
have,
is
you read the, have you read the book, Belle?
So no, stupid. I haven't.
Oh, I thought that was going to explain your behaviour.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, you've joined us for the best bit. This is going to be so much fun.
Yes.
Prank boy, moment. Prank girl.
Yeah, the moment the people have been waiting for, where we teamed up. Now, it culminates in this moment.
No way.
Tommy, are you serious?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, this prank all started with me getting an email from you saying, hey, when we've got a second, can we talk? Yes. And you've never emailed me before that. And I was like, oh, my God, what's happening? And then I saw you in the hallway and I was like, what do you need to talk about? And you had a confused look on your face.
Yes. I said, what? And you said, you emailed me. And I said, no, I didn't. And then we both looked at each other and went, oh. Because the only person who would put together such a mastermind prank like this would be our producer, Sonda. Now, I'd worked out that I've left my laptop open in the office and walked out. And Son, you must have saw that as your chance to pounce.
I pounced right in and I didn't really know what to do. And so I sent that. It was a bit lame, wasn't it?
No, it got me.
Did it get me
because I thought that Tommy needed to talk to me about something serious. But I love how you were so confident in your prank. You emailed around the entire team to say, oh, my God, I've got them here.
I also then deleted the email from Tommy's sent item, but I don't know why I did that. I thought that would help.
Yeah, I actually think that's not bad.
Clever? Okay.
It's someone who's cheated on a partner before, surely.
God. Anyway, what happened was then you and I thought, why don't we now prank them? So what we did was I was going to walk into our radio studio first and go, oh, my God, Tommy needs to talk to me about something. What could it be? And then you were going to follow in and then we were going to deliver the prank together. Stick around because we are going to play that to you next and it is the greatest prank I think we've ever done.
We'll do it after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Okay, prank boy and prank girl. And if you've just joined us, Sonda saw that my laptop was open and she thought, I'm going to get to work here and put together an amazing prank. And she just emailed Bickers from my laptop and said, we need to talk. We realised what was going on.
Because I came down and saw you and was like, why do you need to talk about? And then you said nothing. What are you talking about? And then our little brains went, uh-oh, they're trying to prank us.
Oh, this seems simple and unthought out. I reckon Sonda's responsible. But there was a few things. So we hatched a plan. But there was one thing that we needed to make sure happened was these guys needed to record themselves getting pranked. Now, we thought, yeah. how do we alert them to record themselves without revealing that we are the ones doing the pranking? And so that is why we came up with the idea of because you going in first
yep.
and bringing up to them before I'm there yep. this email that you've received
yep.
and saying, oh, my God, I got the weirdest email from Tommy, and hoping that that would set off a chain of events that meant the whole thing would be recorded once I walked in. And Sonda, when Bickers mentioned, oh, my God, I've got a weird email, what did you do?
I tried to look cool and calm, and then I snuck my phone under the desk and text Jessie Anker and said, roll.
Roll.
So we got it. We got it.
No, Madam. I had you.
Oh, well, let's see. You can decide if you listen to this bit of audio.
So this is now.
Hola.
Hey, man.
Hey, bro.
Was that the first time you've emailed me like that?
What? Hey.
What?
Before, who's everyone there? Is Caitlin Bell there?
Oh, my God, what's happening?
No.
How long are they going to be?
I can't see them at the moment, so could be a few minutes. Do you want me to go get them?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Probably nice. Yeah.
Are you okay? I'm really
What's
nervous.
Going on?
You've
yes,
asked,
I don't...
You've asked for everyone to be in one
And you've
room.
Sent me a message saying, can we talk?
What's happening?
And you never email me for starters. Why are you emailing me? I feel sick.
Me too.
No, I don't.
I have a big adrenaline rush.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. What's happening?
Before we get stuck into show stuff,
yeah.
I thought it would be nice if I let you guys know.
I'm really excited.
She's crying already. She doesn't even know what it is. God, this is making me tense again, and I'm just, I know what happens, and it's making me tense hearing it.
Sonda is crying before yep. we have even revealed what the yep. big news is.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was just wondering, what are you thinking, Son? Are you thinking good or bad at this point?
The music's playing. We don't have time to go through this. You have to find all of this out after next. The song.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
In these stressful times, you need some laughter, don't you, Tommy?
You do.
And the best way to have laughter is with a prank.
Yes. Our stage was set, Bickmore. The team thought they were pranking us by sending a rogue email from my laptop, which I left open. We discovered what was going on and we came up with a little plan of our own. You were going to walk into the room and you were yep. going to say, hey, Tommy sent me the weirdest email, which set in chain the
yeah,
event.
The email was we need to talk. So it was going to already yes. make them think that we, you know, something yes. serious we need to talk about.
Which meant these guys started recording because they thought this was their prank playing out. And then I entered the room and you asked me about the email and I kind of ignored it and went a bit weird and introspective.
Yeah.
What I don't think you even knew at the time is that
yeah.
while I'd been out, I'd also downloaded a image of a newborn ultrasound
yeah.
to my phone and I had it on a black background and I had that ready
yeah.
to show the team. Before we get stuck into show stuff,
yeah.
I thought it would be nice if I let you guys know.
I'm really excited.
She's crying already. She doesn't even know what it is. What's going on?
What are you crying
it's
about?
It's really hard. We can't see you guys. Can you please?
I'm going to be a dad.
No way.
What?
No, you yeah. aren't.
Tommy, are you serious?
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks,
bro.
No,
congrats.
Are you serious?
You can't joke about this kind of stuff.
Are you serious?
I'm not.
That's amazing.
Thank you, mate.
Bullshit.
What's happening?
Oh, my God.
Bro, congratulations.
Oh, my God.
That's so
it's
awesome.
It's the greatest joy in the world.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. I didn't even go...
Anyway, let's do show stuff.
No!
Show what?
Stuff. Oh, oh, for the God. Show today, do you reckon we should put in a spot where I pranked you guys and said that I was going to have a baby?
Oh, my God.
That's what happens when you send in an email from someone's computer.
Prank boy and prank girl, prank boy and prank girl.
So fun, so fun. But the bit I love best is in the middle of all that, because I never knew you were going to do the ultrasound bit, because before we came in to do this together, we were just going to prank them that you were having a baby, right?
Yes.
And then as you showed us the ultrasound bit, you hear the bit where I go, I'm quiet, and then I go, what's happening? And then I start going, oh, my God, oh, my God, because then I thought, this isn't a prank. You've been pranking me and you are having a baby. And I hadn't responded properly because I thought it was a prank. So my head was like flipping on itself going, Tommy's having a baby, completely forgetting that I was in on a prank.
And even as this played out, Son, what I loved was that you you said, it's the greatest joy in the world, and you were straight on, straight up, big hug. But I know you guys have been... you've been a little nervous about this playing out on air because you're worried, well, is that it? Is it over or is there?
Because I just said to Sonda, are we now being... Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I just said to Sonda, is this all a prank?
Guys.
No. Yes.
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
Oh, my God.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you missed the incredible prank that Tommy managed to pull off on all of us earlier, check out the catch-up, download the Hit app.
This is epic. I think it could have been the best you've done yet, and I was involved in it, and then halfway through I forgot I was involved in it and believed
not involved. It was prank boy and prank girl together.
It really was.
Powers
the best
combined.
Way we can be. Yeah.
But up next, God, what are we doing, Jess?
We are getting into one of your other favourite segments, mate.
What's that?
Well, you'll have to guess.
It's what word am I writing?
That or potentially something else on the other side of this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because sometimes I bring you a bit of a news story and you have to guess what the headline is to the news story.
Yep, guess the headline.
Yes,
yep.
And usually it's because I've got one that I'm really like. And today I've got two that aren't great. So I'm hoping they combine to make a segment that is deemed passable.
Guess the news. What's the news? Guess the headline. Got time?
I'm taking you to Japan for the first one.
Where the Olympics are going to be on later in the year.
What's the latest in coronavirus news there?
Do you mean to do with the Olympics or just in general?
No, this is more niche.
To be fair, I've moved away from Japan as the epicenter once the Corona cruise was over. So yes. I've moved my attention to Italy.
Yes, well, I'm asking you to take it back to Japan.
you're asking me what's happened with Corona in Japan.
Yes, what's the latest thing to happen?
I'm not sure.
There's been a shortage of something and that has resulted into quite a comical news item. No.
Hand sanitizer.
No.
Oh.
Think more what you would put on your face.
Are masks.
Yes. And so what are people resorting to, men particularly, that other people are finding a little bit humorous?
Are they putting their jocks on their heads?
Not theirs.
Their partner's jocks on their heads. Are they putting their partner's undies over their mouth? They're not.
The headline is, dudes are wearing women's panties on their faces as coronavirus so masks.
No, that's just some fetish they've all got and they're pretending it's for coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, it is actually watermarked from 1995. That's right. That was the first one. First one. I'm going to take you to Christmas Island here, and we have a story of a theft. $4,000 thermal imaging camera has been stolen. Why?
I know the answer to this, so I'm not going to get involved here.
Do you?
Jess, have you got any idea? I do. Yep.
I don't know. Is it to see if people are sick?
But who do you think stolen
it? Who stole it?
Sorry, this is your segment, not mine.
No, that's good. It's good.
I have no idea.
Oh. Okay. Caitlin?
Who stole it? A monkey.
Oh, again, your segment. Sorry, you do that.
No, it's not bad. We do
it's not human, so that she's right.
A bear.
Christmas Island.
It's destroyed it. Yeah, this is a lack of knowledge of the wildlife on Christmas Island, but that's fine. It has destroyed the camera as well. Yeah. A polar bear.
A penguin. Can't say penguin.
A gummy bear.
I struggle to understand how this creature stole it. It's an underwater creature.
Oh.
An octopus and crushed it with its legs.
Oh, crushing is great.
Close.
Jesse, back to you.
Dolphin?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A shark.
They're pretty smart.
It was a crab, wasn't it?
Oh. It was a giant crab, guys.
Crab, giant crab. Grabbed it with its little legs. Why did it take it?
Guess the news. Guess the headline. Got time?
I don't know. Apparently their partners just have them spare so they wear them on their face.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Our good mates Husey and Ed are in the studio.
Yeah, it's your Corona show. That's what we're called from now on.
The Corona show.
I know you guys opened your show with Corona as well.
We were giving away free bottles of the stuff.
Tommy Hanks, the Hanks man.
No
Wilson.
One has ever called him Tommy Hanks.
I like that.
And I just discovered his wife's Rita Wilson, and well Tommy done. Pointed out Rita, oh, right. That's I was quite listening. Funny.
Yes, yeah. I didn't never made that connection.
Oh, I've just done it. Ball. Well played.
Volleyball.
Well done. Never knew that. Well done.
Good time.
Well, did we just establish whether he was married to Rita before?
Oh, yeah, well movie? Before. No,
they're
no,
the
they've
same
been
age.
They've been married since the late 90s.
They're the only Hollywood couple that are actually the same age. Yeah, I mean, they're true. Both 63. It's incredible.
So aspirational. That's weird,
isn't it? I mean, that's why we love Tommy Hanks.
Tommy H, yeah, Tommy Hanks.
Isn't that...
what a great guy.
That's all a man has to do to be labelled an absolute hero, isn't it?
Stay with his wife.
Yeah. Stay with
no,
his
be
wife.
Be with a woman of his age. Yes.
What's Everybody. The range? What range can I have? Is that within 10 years? Am I still a good guy? What range can I get?
Hugh Jackman has a woman that's older than him. Yeah, well, that's best guy in Australia.
Best guy in Australia. Best guy in the world.
Hugh Jackman, Tommy Hanks. Both wonderful people. Rusty Crowe, no, they broke up, didn't they?
Ah, Rusty's all ago. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a long time ago.
No, I just wanted to say his name. Anyway, so and
what do you think the PM's going to say at 7 o'clock tonight? When he's going to
shut down everything, isn't he?
Down.
He's going to officially announce the end of comedy festivals.
Stop it!
You know the NBA being cancelled, we're in trouble.
Do you think they would postpone it? Could they postpone the comedy?
Yeah, why not just put it back like a month and a half?
I think when it comes back, it will be a lot more expensive. So I think you'd be mad not to quickly buy up tickets now.
I'm just saying buy now, absolutely.
Is there a bargain bin for tickets the way there is for like Hughes' DVDs and stuff?
Well, don't be like that. But you know what, my DVDs, they're within lockdown. Get your hands on my DVDs.
Great idea.
Are we going to get tomorrow off work?
What do you mean?
I think, as a nation. I reckon next week everyone's going to be on holidays, I think, from Monday.
What happens?
I don't know.
We all broadcast from the granny flat.
That's what I'm saying in my house.
Not all of us.
We are. I'm coming to the granny flat.
I've got one at my house as well.
Yeah, I'm still going to Carrie's.
Okay, it's not a competition.
Well, it is. Ed and I don't have them.
I was going to say, Tommy, we got both.
You guys can do
the full 4 hours together. Me and Tommy are having a couple of weeks off.
Snoogin'
Now that the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next. With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.